Yeah, time to head over to the USA. We've got weekend 11 of the NFL season, and I want to go straight away, Duncan, to Lamar Jackson. He keeps getting the job done for the Ravens, doesn't he? He's doing it again. Another good game in their match, and they're into the third quarter. They're 27-0 up against the Texans. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, how are you, boys? Yeah, it certainly is. It's certainly the game of the day. Well, it was pictures of the game of the day, no doubt about that. Lamar Jackson, three touchdown passes already, and the highest scoring offense in football continues to roll, guys. We've got the 7-2 Ravens up against the 6-3 Texans. Jackson versus Deshaun Watson, 40 touchdown passes between these two this season. Some are saying this is a real playoff preview this game, but I tell you what, the Ravens are absolutely handing it to the Texans right now. They're leading 27-0, about 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Bit of a turning point happened earlier in this game, guys. The Texans very hard done by in the first half. DeAndre Hopkins looked to be held in the end zone. The play was reviewed for pass interference, but no penalty was called on that one. And since then, the Ravens have just absolutely run away with it. So they're really chasing down the New England Patriots for that number one seed in the AFC now.
I'll tell you, the biggest news happening over there in the NFL, though, Duncan, is Myles Garrett and his attack on Steelers quarterback with his helmet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this made national headlines. It sort of transcended sport, didn't it? I mean, if your viewers aren't aware of it, there was a big scrap between Garrett and Rudolph. And, yeah, in the scrap, Garrett managed to get Rudolph's helmet off and then hit him on the head with it. So, I mean, he was suspended indefinitely, at least for the rest of this season. Some talk that the league should really clamp down hard on it. Of course, Garrett's going to meet with the commissioner's office before being reinstated. Some people have actually said this is some of the worst things they've seen on the football field before. I don't know where you guys sit with that or what you've seen on a rugby league field before, Laurie, but some people are saying this is the worst thing they've ever seen on a football field. What do you think about this?
Yeah, oh, it's not a good look, in particular when you had a helmet. Hitting the opposition player because it is a dangerous object and you could cause serious damage. So I think that's where a lot of people are coming from, whether it's the worst thing I've seen on a football field or not. I don't know because I can't compare NFL to rugby league.
Yeah.
I've seen some ordinary things happen on a rugby league field.
Yeah.
But attacking the player with a helmet, can do some serious damage.
My thought on it would be, Duncan, that it's not 1984, it's 2019 and we're seeing it. That's the problem for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we know how much the NFL is really trying to protect the head with concussion. I mean,
yep.
There's some talk there will be an inevitable class action with players when there is going to be some correlation between hits to the head and concussion symptoms. So I think that for that very reason in particular, Jimmy, the NFL is going to clamp down really, really hard on it. Just remains to be seen what sort of punishment he gets. We know he's rubbed out for the rest of this season, but whether that continues on to next season, we'll have to wait and see.
Now, what about Jacksonville? Nick Foles is back. Do you think it's working?
It's not working at the moment because the Jags are down to the Colts 17-7. Latter stages of the third quarter, of course, he's replacing Gardner Minshew. Foles back into this team for the first time since that week one injury at the moment. We've got a couple of upsets on the horizon at the moment, Jimmy. We've got the Atlanta Falcons who are 2-7, and they upset the New Orleans Saints last week, and this time they're upsetting the Carolina Panthers. Kenyon Barner went for a 78-yard punt return touchdown, and Atlanta completely shut out the Panthers in the first half, 20-0. Right now they're leading 26-0. I tell you what, Panthers quarterback Kyle Allen will want to have to go into a hole at the moment because he's just thrown three interceptions in the first half. That's now 8 in the past 2 games. He got booed by his own fans at the break, so not a great time to be a Panthers fan at the moment, but the Falcons, I tell you what, they continue to be the most frustrating franchise to support in the NFL right now. They're so hot and cold. And the other surprise is happening in Minnesota with the Vikings. They're 7-3, and they've got a $90 million quarterback in their lineup in Kirk Cousins. And currently, they're being rolled at home by the Denver Broncos, who have just been absolutely terrible this season. They're a 3-6 on the season. They've had quarterback issues themselves, but they're leading that one 23-7.
Geez, Carolina Panthers fans are hard to please. I mean, they were giving it to Cam Newton and they believed that this, Kyle Allen was their future and he was the next big thing to come through and now they've turned on him, have they?
Yeah, they have. And Christian McCaffrey hasn't been really getting that offense going at the moment with his carries of the ball. So, they're a fickle bunch, those Carolina fans. And other games we've got going at the moment, Laurie, we've got an AFC East matchup between Buffalo and the Dolphins in Miami. Buffalo's well in control there, but a bit of joy for the the Dolphins fans have got Jakeen Grant. He's just scored a 101-yard punt return touchdown. That's one of the biggest of the year so far. So a bit of excitement down there in South Florida. We've got America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, up against the Lions in Detroit. And, of course, Dallas are leading a pretty weak NFC East division at the moment at 5-4. So they need to keep winning in their pursuits to make the playoffs. And right now they're in a really tight game with the Lions. The Cowboys leading that one 27-21, about to start the fourth quarter in that one. New Orleans has bounced back well from last week's loss to the Falcons. They're comfortably defeating the Buccaneers. And then we've got the last game. Might be a draft pick game, boys. Both teams going terribly at the moment. The New York Jets 2-7. The Redskins 1-8. Washington hasn't scored a touchdown for 15 straight quarters, I believe it is now. And they're currently losing to the Jets 20-3 at home. So I tell you what, if you thought those Carolina Panthers fans were pretty angry, I reckon if you're a Redskins fan, you might want to change teams at the moment.
They got the Nationals at least. Colin Kaepernick took the workout away from where it was designated to a local high school so the media could get access. Then after it, he called out the NFL. He called out the NFL owners, the team owners. He's 32 years of age. Is he really a chance to come back into the NFL?
Oh, it's a very, very good question. I think, personally, I think he had a real opportunity yesterday to sort of show that he's moved on from this narrative and that he's put all the past behind him. The NFL gave him this opportunity to work out of the Falcons facility. An hour before it happened, he changed the position of the workout to a high school to allow all the media in to watch this workout. So it went from a private workout to a public workout. Kaepernick went on the front foot and basically said, look, he wanted full transparency from the media with this one. So that's the reason why he did it. I don't know. Many have accused Kaepernick of really hijacking the day to basically further command, you know, the spotlight for this one, Jimmy. So I don't know. Has he possibly thrown away his chances of getting selected again? It just seems like this guy, he's got so much drama, just seems to follow him, and he just seems to court it at the moment. There were eight teams who were there that watched him. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, New York Jets, Washington Redskins, 49ers, the Lions, and the Titans. I don't really know. It really does depend on the opportunity, though, doesn't it? I mean, someone like the Redskins, they've got Dwayne Haskins in the lineup, a young rookie quarterback. Maybe if he can get mentored by Kaepernick, perhaps that's a fit. We obviously know the Redskins are struggling at 1-8 at the moment. Maybe that's an option, but, oh, I don't know. It's anyone's guess at the moment. It's definitely high risk.
Yeah. What about the NBA, mate? The Philly 76ers are not having a great start to the season.
No, they're not. They're up against the Cavs at the moment. And they've got the Cavs in Cleveland this afternoon. I tell you what, the 76ers, they've always been a kind of a hot and cold team. We're still really need to get that dynamic going, don't they, between Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Tobias Harris. And when that's not happening, they do look like a bit of a slow team. I mean, they look fantastic on transition when Ben's got the ball on the fast break, but sometimes they can just look a little bit top-heavy. They're a pretty ugly team to watch at the moment. They're not really getting things going at the moment. But I think, you know, we're very, very early into this season. The one team that is going remarkably well at the moment is the Lakers, and I went to the Staples Center on Friday night to watch LeBron and AD up against the Kings, and I tell you what, this chemistry between LeBron James and AD guys, it's already there. They're only going to get better as the season goes on. And just imagine how good these guys are going to be come the playoffs. And yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time to be in LA at the moment because the Clippers had a fantastic victory last night. They defeated the Hawks 150-101. It was Paul George's first game in front of his home crowd. He had 37 points in just 20 minutes. So no player in NBA history has scored more points in less than 21 minutes than what PG did last night. And in two games, George now has 70 points in less than 50 minutes. So he's yet to play with Kawhi Leonard. They think that's going to happen tomorrow night when the Clippers take on Oklahoma City. And I tell you what, it's a fantastic time to be an NBA fan at the moment because there's so much going on. The Celtics are back. They're going well. They're 10-1.
Yep.
So, it's a very wide-open league at the moment.
$4 each of two, the Clippers and the Lakers now to be NBA champions this year. Good on you, Duncan. We'll speak again next week.
No worries. See you, guys.